I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everybody, it's your man, Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here it go. Big show for you guys. Andrew and Chewy were all over the red carpets this weekend, and the one and only Erica Jane will be joining us with Frank in L.A. in just a bit. And if you missed the Oscars last night, our version's better. It's concise. It's half the price, and we're going to tell you everything you need to know.
That's right.
Jordan Peele made history with Get Out.
Yes.
The first African-American to take home the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's a tearful moment. That was so special. That was worth watching the Oscars for, that right there.
That you sat through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I sat through the whole thing.
Yes, who has
girl.
That kind of time? Everybody loves a do-over, right?
Yeah.
Right. Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway got a chance to redeem themselves from last year's flub. They returning announced the best picture, and that went to Shape of Water.
Yes. Yeah.
I've heard nothing good about this movie. Have you seen it, Gary?
I haven't seen it, but I heard it's a great movie because, I mean, water has a great shape, so I think it's a good movie.
Okay, we'll take that.
I think that's the explanation my niece would give.
Yeah.
Like when you didn't do your homework.
Yeah, she's
and
like, you
had to come up with something
like,
to say.
Sounds like.
Well, one of the best moments of the night came when Frances McDormand took home the Best Actress Oscar for Three Billboards, which is a great movie. Take a look.
If I may be so honored to have all the female nominees in every category stand with me in this room tonight. The actors. Meryl, if you do it, everybody else will. Come on. The filmmakers, the producers, the directors, the writers, the cinematographer, the composers, the songwriters, the designers. Come on. Ms. Boynet. Okay, look around, everybody. Look around, ladies and gentlemen, because we all have stories to tell and projects we need financed. Don't talk to us about it at the parties tonight. Invite us into your office in a couple days, or you can come to ours, whichever suits you best, and we'll tell you all about them. I have two words to leave with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Inclusion Rider.
You know what I love best about her speech?
What's that?
It was about put your money where your mouth is. It was about action. It was about don't just how you see your girlfriend. She's like, girl, I'm gonna call you. No. She said, if y'all really want to make a difference with the hashtag MeToo and moving forward, call us for real. And the second thing she said was inclusion rider, which means all y'all women say we stand together and put that in your contract. So if they don't have a diverse cast, then you are not gonna sign up for the job. So that's serious right
there. Which works in some situations, I guess. But, like, I thought she was about to have an ill Malcolm X moment and, like, have all the women stand. And if there's a man in here who made you feel uncomfortable in a set, point him out.
Right?
I was like, oh, are we going there? They went a different direction. Still good.
Well, we got to go ahead and say hello to Frank in L.A. And while Hyde is away living it up in Australia, we've got a very special guest in the studio today, y'all.
Okay.
Please welcome my fellow housewife, Erica Jane.
Hey.
Hey.
How did we get you here? You're like the most, you're the best one of all time.
Hey, you work with me right now.
No offense, Portia. No offense, Portia.
That's not even met Miss Portia.
All right, well, staying on the Oscars train, even though all the action is supposed to happen on stage, there's always someone off stage that grabs our petty attention.
Okay.
And this time is Jennifer Garner, y'all. We're not quite sure what caused this face expression, but Jen apparently forgot something. But anyway, she became the meme of the night, y'all.
What is it? What happened?
I don't know.
I think at that moment she realized she left her Capital One card in the limo.
Well, Twitter started posting the video with all kinds of hilarious captions. Like, Jennifer Garner just realized she left the iron on. And, God, I hope no one smells that.
Somebody's got way too much time on their hands.
Right. You know, I sat and watched the entire show.
And I never caught it.
Me either. I did not even see that. Who is the person petty enough to rewind it back, make it a meme, and put it online?
It's somebody who's probably at home high. Because you know time is going by slow if it opens.
There you go. I can get with that explanation.
Well, from inside the Oscars to outside, when it came to the red carpet, all eyes were on the actors, their beautiful dresses, and Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, child, I was watching too.
Well, in the midst of Ryan's sexual harassment allegations, everyone was curious to see which actors would snub him, and a lot of people on Twitter thought Taraji P. Henson threw some shade during her interview.
What?
You know what? The universe has a way of taking care of the good people. You know what I mean?
That was a stretch. Like, how was that shade?
I didn't see shade.
I didn't either.
It could have been shade.
It could have been support, though. You never know.
Well, let me see what you guys think about this. Right afterwards, Taraji was interviewed by actress Wendy McClendon Covey, who asked how Taraji was doing, and Taraji responded.
I'm great now that I'm in your company.
But Taraji is making it clear that it was not meant that way. She released a statement saying that her comments were misconstrued, and she absolutely supports Ryan. In regards to the chin touch, she said, I did it to keep his chin up. It's an awkward position to be in. He's been cleared, but anyone can say anything.
See, this is what happens when some hater sets the tone. So from the very beginning, they made it seem like a hater. So, of course, she says, oh, now I'm happy to be with you. We don't know who the hell she bumped into before she got to that next person.
Right.
It's a lot of people on their red carpet. And when Cookie don't like your butt, she don't like you. Okay?
Well, one person also posted this video of Ryan and Taraji and wrote, the rest of the Taraji P. Henson and Ryan Seacrest interview that people are acting like didn't happen.
Thank you. Always good to see you.
Thanks for coming by.
Yes, I'll see you in New York.
Okay, see you soon. Bye.
He is so happy Cookie was nice to him. You know how you go through something and you be like, oh, Lord, out of all people, don't let this one be mad at me. He turned around like.
Last week, honey, was Baby Chicago's face debut, and this week is Baby Stormy's turn. Mm-hmm. Now, Kylie shared a video on Snapchat of Stormy just sucking on a pacifier, complete with a fire filter.
Cute little girl.
She's beautiful.
So who do you think has the cutest baby out of Kylie, Kim, and Courtney?
Mm-mm. Oh, gosh, it's so hard. They look alike because they're all related. They really look alike to me. Well, Tristan and Chloe's baby is going to be tall.
Yeah, they're both tall.
Yes, they're both really tall.
If that's his baby, but yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Well, speaking of Stormy, she will have a new bestie very soon because Khloe Kardashian announced she's going to have a baby girl.
All little girls over there.
Yes, Khloe shared the news on last night's finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and apparently she was a little disappointed because she was hoping for a boy like everybody does.
But of course she would. It's so many girls in that family.
Yeah.
I mean, Rob is all by himself. My God.
But you can't say that out loud on a reality show like the Kardashians, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because she did get a lot of flack for that,
saying she
looked for a boy. Yeah, so she had to later tweet to explain herself.
Yes, she did.
After the show aired, she wrote, God gives us what we need. His timing is never wrong. I am now so excited my daughter will have forever bestie friends with Chicago and Stormy.
Lord have mercy. She should have to apologize. It's called a reality show. That was her initial reaction.
Well, she's also entitled to have the opinion she wants.
Exactly.
But this is what I heard about if you have a lot of baby girls in a row, like that guy, that father is going for the boy and he has like five daughters. I heard that gender can be specified based on satisfaction.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
If the woman is satisfied during copulation, then
She
You're going to get
boy.
What she wants?
Frank, don't you have all girls? So
I have one daughter and then a son. And then I called it quiz because I wanted to make myself, you know, end on a good note.
Oh, you
satisfaction. After the break, we tackle the hits and misses at last night's Oscars. And who's better to talk about Oscar fashion than Erica Jayne and me? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Since we have a fashion icon with us and Ms. Erica Jayne.
Aren't you sweet?
I know. We got to talk about the fashion last night at the Oscars. These are some of the hits and some of the misses.
Okay.
So, who'd you like the most?
Let's talk about Jane Fonda for a second. This woman is she 80 or almost 80? Killing it on the red carpet. Just the epitome of class and a real movie star. I think Nicole Kidman and Armani Privé looked like an Oscar statue herself.
I was watching it last night. There were several women there. And then when Nicole Kidman came out in that blue dress with the giant bow in the front, there was a lot of them saying, ooh, no, she's trying to look like a superhero.
No, I don't think so. I think she looked like a fashion icon.
She
looked gorgeous. And, you know, she has a body to die for. Emma Stone and Louis Vuitton. Beautiful.
But this seems lazy.
No, no, no. The color blocking is incredible. Don't worry about the pants. Look at the top. It's really kind of great. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fresh and it was a modern twist on the Oscars.
Is this one of those things where they called Emma and said, we're all going to wear pants, and nobody did?
No, I think this was Emma being herself and taking her own stand and being, you know, an individual. Lupita Nyong'o in Versace. Lots of color. And also color on Viola Davis and Zendaya. I thought that she looks great. I liked a lot of the looks.
How about Taraji P. Henson? Because when I see this...
What do you think?
It reminds me of my mom's lingerie.
What? How do you even know what your mother's lingerie
looks
like? You
know, you knew when Dad was getting lucky because your mom would walk out in her nightgown, you know?
She did?
And so there was like the
My mama didn't ever do that.
It's very nightgown-y, you know?
No, I think she's giving you legs. I think she's
She looks fantastic.
Hot. Yes, she does look fantastic.
As far as the misses go, I know that you don't want to bash anybody, but...
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Is there somebody that really missed the mark? What about Andra Day?
Okay, so here's a musical artist on the Oscars red carpet, and I think she looks like a music artist, and I enjoyed her hair, and she sang her ass off, and I thought it was appropriate for her. She's not an actress. She's a musical artist, so she's being herself right here.
But she did not perform in this dress. The dress she performed in, I thought, was magnificent.
Yeah, but she's allowed to have a costume change and be herself, and, you know.
This reminds me of when my wife will walk up to me and say, help me fold this sheet.
You're really way too hard on this. I think it was a fashion risk. And
it's a fitted sheet, and nobody knows really how to fold fitted sheets.
No, you're being way too hard on this. This is an artist. This is a musical artist right here.
Now, one of the stories about the fashion was Rita Moreno.
Who can get an address 50? Was it 50 years later?
56
years later.
She wore the same dress in 1962 where she won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in West
Side
Story.
Yes.
And wore it again to this Oscar.
Wouldn't that be great? I mean, I hope I can fit into something 56 years later.
Do you think you will be?
Yes.
Or at some point you're going to say, hell with all this. Hell with all this.
No. I will go down like trying to be glamorous. And if I can't fit in it, I'll wrap my fat ass.
All right, we got to talk about your tell-all memoir that's coming out on March 20th. It's called Pretty Mess.
Yes.
It's tell-all.
Not tell-all, but tell-a-lot.
All right, give us a morsel.
I think the book just gives an overall general picture of who I am and what I'm all about and where I've come from and hopefully where I'm going. And it's not always nice. It's not always pretty. And it's kind of honest and raw.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
I would never admit to any of that.
Have you ever been arrested?
No. But should I have been? Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to buy a tell-all book. You've never been arrested.
No. But I've never been arrested.
There's no mugshot anywhere of you?
No. I've never been in custody ever.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
You haven't lived. Let's get arrested later.
No, let's not.
Come on. It'd be fun.
Listen, you're a bad crook if you get arrested. I'm a good crook. I'm not a bad crook. I'm a smart one.
Good Crook is the name of her next book, okay? We've already figured
rich
that out.
Rich Crook.
Rich Crook.
Yeah. Not Good Crook. Rich Crook.
Once again, the book is called Pretty Mess, and it comes out on March 20th. Then get it at Amazon or wherever books are sold. Right?
Wherever books are sold.
To be sure and pick that book up.
Yes.
Dish Nation was on the red carpet of the biggest award shows of the weekend. We had Chewy out at the Independent Spirit Awards. And Andrew Freund was at the Oscars. And he talked with Tiffany Haddish. All this coming up after the break.
Hey, Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, the Oscars, of course, for this weekend, but so were the Independent Spirit Awards, and the homies Andrew Ford and Chewy Martinez got you covered on the red carpet. What it look like out there?
You're at the freaking Oscars.
Yeah, I'm at the Oscars, man, and I'm wearing an Eritrean princess dress to honor my father.
Can you give us a little twirl?
Yes, little twirl.
All right. Who is the person that you're most excited to meet, who you haven't met yet?
Okay, so at this point, I've met everybody I want to meet. I just ran into Meryl Streep on the carpet. I hopped over some ropes. I literally lifted up my dress and leaped over the rope. It was like, Meryl! And she was like, oh, it's good to see you. And I'm like, yes, girl, you're going to be my mama. And so, yeah.
Three Billboards is a nominee tonight. What would your three billboards say if you had them?
My three billboards would say, she is ready.
I love you.
Insecure, amazing show.
It's a play.
You know, I don't want to be biased, but you know, it's probably one of the best shows on television.
Damn.
It might be V, but whatever. I don't want to be biased.
High five for that. High five for that. High five for that, man. Have you ever had that one moment where you just completely fangirl and kind of lose your stuff? Have you ever had that moment?
I had that moment every single week.
Really?
Especially this week, because it's like event after event.
Right.
But yeah, I think there's always, I saw Angela Bassett at ABFF Honors the other day, and her arms still look like What's Love Got to Do with It,
yeah.
And her hair was just flowing, and all I could think about was her and Wakanda in the white.
Right.
And then I'm like, well, Courtney B. Vance would probably beat me up.
Right.
So I should stay away from her. I should stay away from her.
Yeah. Speaking of Wakanda, you know the success of Black Panther. It's beautiful. And you know, and with the success of that film, you know, I've kind of like, I started actually a GoFundMe. Yes, Wakanda Forever.
Okay.
I started a GoFundMe, you know, to fund my film of a Latin superhero called El Beardo. And I would be playing him. When would you donate to my...
Where's he from?
He's from L.A., born and raised.
L.A., okay.
From L.A.
Okay.
He's Dominican-Mexican.
Okay.
And I was just going to ask you, would you donate to my GoFundMe to start my film?
Can I be in the movie?
Absolutely.
Can I be the villain?
Yes.
Do I get to... Like, what do I get to do as the villain?
You can
like,
do whatever
anything I want.
What would be your power in the film?
Oh, man. My power. I don't know. It's either got to be flying or strength.
Can we both?
Oh, I get two powers? I'm in this movie. I'm donating all day.
Thank you,
El Beardo.
What does it mean being independent to you?
It means being in charge, you know, and being an individual. And it means that you celebrate your own individuality and that you're here for the love of movies,
yes,
to celebrate all those unique thinkers that fight for it.
Salma Hayek. She blew me a kiss. Did you see that? Oh my God, we're good.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Huh? That was for our boy Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Now, the hip-hop community's been on high alert since reports emerged that Rick Ross was hospitalized late Thursday night.
Yeah.
Now, one report said Rick was supposedly on life support, but Maybach Music Group artist Fat Trell went on Instagram claiming he spoke to Rosé directly about the situation, and he said this. Just talk to my big homie. He good. He in the hospital, but he's not on life support. He good.
Okay, that's good to hear. That's really good to hear.
Yo, because, like, yo, my heart was bumping out of my chest when I heard that, like, you know,
like,
he might not make it, because this isn't the first time he's had a health scare.
Right.
So on Instagram yesterday, a picture of Rosé wearing a Rolex popped up. Now, we don't know if he posted this himself or somebody on his team did it, but, you know, that was his way of letting us know he's okay.
Well, good. At least he let us know, because it was all
show
kind
us
of
a diamond Rolex.
We'll know you're okay, honey.
Yeah.
He could have just posted a picture of a fur. I'd be like, he's good.
Some of these reports, y'all, they're just being so damn messy. Now, on Friday, The Blast reported, y'all, according to reports, they said Ross also boo-booed on himself.
It's very serious.
So
when I read that, I said, now why they had to put that in there?
Yeah.
There was just no reason to add that he boo-booed on himself.
But at the end of the day, Rick Ross, we're glad you're doing better.
Yes.
We can't wait for you to get back out
there.
Take care of yourself and we root for you, dog.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.